Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Katsi, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today's special guest is the Dirtbag Republic. Say hello, guys.
Hey there.
How you doing?
All right, please introduce yourselves.
I'm Mike. I am the guitar player, one of the guitar players.
I'm Sandy. I'm the singer of the band.
Awesome. And then who are we missing?
Ed, drummer, Ed Niger.
Woody.
Mick Wood, our other guitar player. He's in Medicine Hat right now. And Dave Warden, our bass player. Actually, one more.
Oh, yes, one more.
And our sort of fifth member who plays on all our albums, Roger Salome, is our piano keyboardist.
Yes, give it up for Roger if they're listening. Woohoo! All right. All right, so tell me, how did the name come about? Because Dirtbag Republic, you know, it's like, yeah.
It actually came about quite a few years ago. There's nothing really, you know, mystical or anything about it. I just had, like, this book of, like, band names, and that was one of the names I came up with from somewhere. I don't know. I probably saw it somewhere. And then I grabbed that, wrote it down, and came to put together this band, which started off as a recording project, I thought, oh, that would be a good band name to use. So that's basically how it came about. It was just an idea, and it was on in a binder for years. And
he found it on a napkin in the subway. Stole it.
It was some other guy's band name. He's like,
sorry, dude.
Yeah, awesome. Well, welcome to SFU.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, tell me about, how did you two meet?
I think it was 2016.
Yeah.
It was at Red Room, right?
Yeah, exactly. I play in an AC/DC tribute band for fun on the side.
What?
Yes.
What's it called?
OCDC.
OCDC.
Been around about 10 years now. Yeah, Sandy came to the gig, was checking us out. We got to talking after the gig. We'd known a lot of people in the same circles because we've been...
Well, Claudio.
Claudio, drummer, yeah. He's been around.
Knew him for years, their drummer.
Yeah. Hmm. And,
I think we were talking outside, and then you said, if you're ever looking for, you know, another band. I think I said we were looking to start, you know, make it an actual band, like play live gigs and whatnot. And then Mike said, well, if you're actually looking for another, you know, guitar player, bass player,
yeah,
I'd be down for that. So I took him up on it, I don't know, a few months later.
Yeah, phoned me up, says, so are you serious? I'm like, yep, giddy up, let's go.
And here you are. Yeah. Okay, awesome. You're going to tell me about the first song we're going to play here. Maybe just tell people, what is the sound of Dirtbag Republic? Just to give them a heads up.
It's dirty, gritty, melodic rock and roll with an edge. Try to focus on, you know, non-cliche lyrics. And it's just music that kind of just gets you going. Our influencers, like old Sex Pistols, New York Dolls, Kiss, Cheap Trick, That kind of stuff.
Hanoi
Rocks, yeah.
Okay.
So lots of old school rock and roll bands, a lot of punk bands. I grew up loving DOA and the Subhumans and
nice.
And Modern Ants and Art Bergman and whatnot. So there's okay. a lot of influences there.
All right. So if there's any parents and they got kids listening, is this going to be okay to play or?
Yeah, I don't think there's any profanity in this. There might
okay,
be,
but just in case, folks.
There might be the odd... The odd one in here, I think.
Listener's discretion. I remember.
Nothing
is
the
advised.
Children haven't heard before.
All right, we're going to play Thinking of You, and then you can tell me about the song after we play it. All
sure.
right? Here we go on CJSF. Yeah, that was Thinking of You from the Downtown East Side album. All right, tell me about that song.
So that song, Nick, our other guitar player, he sent me an idea for a tune, and it was, that version is a different version. That's like the fast version. The original version is actually about, it's almost like ballad speed. And it didn't really kind of fit in with the vibe of the album, but I really liked the song as a whole. So I said to Mick, I said, see if you can take it and then make it like rocking, like, you know, just more amped up. And then so he sent it back to me, and I almost didn't recognize it was the same song, but when I listened to it, it was all the same chords and everything, but just sounded totally different, but it worked perfectly. And so we ended up going with that.
Amazing. Okay, now we're going to go back, folks, way back to high school. Okay, and Mike, you went to Templeton.
I did.
Woo! Okay, and where did you grow up?
Steveston High.
In Richmond. Perfect. Yeah. And what were you guys like back in the day?
He's a Flatlander.
Did you guys dress the same back in the day?
I wore like a jean jacket with like a giant, you know, Led Zeppelin badge and Van Halen badge.
I had
a Live to Ride, Ride to Live Harley Davidson patch on my back of my jean jacket, thinking I was like cool or something.
Yeah, but did you ride bikes back in the day?
I had a dirt bike.
You had a dirt bike? Yeah. Okay, yeah. What were you like in high school?
Kind of the same.
Yeah.
Rock and roller. It was a little different back then because it was, you know, you had preppies,
yes,
and rockers and jocks. It was all a little more segregated, yeah. But I had friends in all the communities.
Yeah.
I worked in the theater with a bunch of people, but so our group was skateboarders, mm-hmm, rockers, actors, jocks. You know, we all hung out and looked out after each other, and just that exposed me to a lot of other music, you know, alternative stuff like The Cure and punk rock and New Order and, you know, all this kind of crazy stuff. So.
Yeah, and I love Templeton. They got the pool there.
Got the pool.
I think they have naked pool sessions from the Wreck Beach.
Very progressive.
The Wreck Beach group, I think they have a naked, you know what I mean?
Clothing optional.
Is that where noodles come from?
There you go. That's where they...
Pool noodles?
That's where they have the pool noodles.
I never swam naked there. Not there, but...
But Wreck Beach,
there used to be a pool across from the P&E at the park there.
It's, yes?
They had to fill it in after... I jumped in there one night.
Okay, well, we're here with the Dirtbag Republics, and we're gonna hear about some of their stories after. But we're gonna talk more about what was your first band? You were telling me earlier.
So I started doing original music when I was really young. So in like junior high, and then in senior high, I was in a band with a bunch of my friends called Midnight Vice, and. We were like a heavy metal, kind of like European style heavy metal kind of band. And we ended up getting on like a California speed metal compilation record. And it was like 84, 85. And we got into like rock magazines in Europe and whatnot. So it was pretty cool, you know, back in the day. And then we got from the same label that offered us the compilation record, they offered us a full album deal, and then my dad read the contract. He goes, I don't think this is very fair, so we actually turned it down. and then I did I was in a band called Pretty Boy Floyd in the 80s. It was kind of glam rock band, and played a bunch of shows and earned magazines, put out a record, and then there was another band called Grandma Moses, and we got into some U.S. magazines as well, and then McCracken's was the band I've been in the most or the longest, and I've been in that band 30 years.
So yes, and we're going to play
a very long time
song. Yeah.
So that band started off as a joke,
uh-huh,
and then Bill, our guitar player singer, he got a deal with a really cool indie label called Shredder in California.
Mm-hmm.
And Jawbreaker was on that label and whatnot. And then we just kept on getting, like, we got great reviews. And then we just kept on getting all these, like, record deals, indie record deals offered to us.
Wow.
We toured Europe a couple of times. And And we're on Much Music and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, you're on Much Music.
So, it was like band that we just like treated as a joke, but it ended up being the most successful band that any of us were ever in.
Oh, fantastic. We're going to hear Fairy Tale on CJSF.
Crazy.
And we're back with the McCrackens. All right. Tell me about A Dingo Ate My Baby. What?
So that song, if you look at the lyrics, it's actually about the woman who is accused of killing her child in Australia.
Oh, no.
So she became like a pariah, uh-huh. But she was actually unjustly accused, and it was found out, decades later that it was, all BS, and it actually did happen. So it's actually, the lyrics are all about her getting, shafted by the justice system.
Oh, I see. And Mike, you had a thing, like, what did you do with this song? Like
that one,
what?
I did all the bass and the guitars on that one.
Oh, amazing,
so
yeah.
He sent it to me, and I put the parts down, and...
Yeah, and I got Mike, our other guitar player, Mick. Mm-hmm. He also played guitar on some of the songs. And then I got like three or four other, all the guys in the McCrackens played on at least one song. And then I got this woman in Norway to mix it.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And so she mixed it, and then I got another person to master it.
Oh, nice. And then when you guys look for the album on Bandcamp, you're going to see him with a doggy face. So do you have any pets at home? Or
I've got a cat.
You got a cat? Okay.
Well, yeah, that's the McCrackens, it was just basically like a spoof on like of Kiss.
Of Kiss?
So my bass player and guitar player were dressed up as eggs.
Okay.
So they had like... If you look online at the pictures, they've got like an eggshell helmet on.
Okay.
And then I've got like I've got dog makeup, like Peter Criss from Kiss, but like a dog.
Okay, but that's why the McCrackens, because they're eggs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Were you dressed up in that one?
I wasn't in that.
You just played in it.
You weren't a part of it. Okay. All right, now let's get to events that are happening around town. Okay, so we were going to have Mike Hales come on as a guest co-host. He wasn't feeling too well, so he says, he might come next week. We'll find out. I hope he feels better. But we're going to all share the duties here. And, let's talk about events that are happening around town. Go for it.
All right, so if you love karaoke, like everybody does, this Sunday at 7 p.m., monthly emo karaoke is at Bully's Studios, which is in New Westminster.
That's so, right. We love Bully's.
Yeah, go out and support Bully's. They've had some rough times lately, so give them a lot of support.
Yeah, and when you guys sing karaoke, what song do you sing?
I haven't done karaoke, to be honest, in quite a few years.
Sweet Caroline.
Actually, I did. Years ago, I did Paradise by the Dashboard Light with a friend of mine, Paula.
Nice. All right. What else is happening around town?
Monday, March 17th at 7 p.m. Mm. This is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes,
with Shane's Teeth at the wonderful Wise Hall.
Yes, get East your green Vancouver. On.
Top of the morning to you, Michael.
Leprechauns.
Leprechauns are happening.
My favorite part of that day.
Excellent. All right, and this Saturday, March 8th, if you're in the Mission area, Never Another with guests. I don't know how to pronounce this. Is it Beer for Crat? Okay, and Mortal Hell. And we're going to play their song, Crimson Sunrise. This is just a live version on YouTube, folks, because they're brand new.
Night, what's the night?
And we were talking about how the screaming, you have some screaming in some of your songs, but not too many, you said.
Yeah, a few emphasis screams before some guitar solos and that kind of thing. But mm-hmm. I was just saying, I admire guys that can actually do that consistently throughout an hour-long set without, you know, losing their voice.
Exactly. And there are some girl screamers out there, too.
Arch Enemy, yeah. She's Canadian, too, that singer. It's from like Ottawa or something like that.
It's good though.
Yeah. Right. And we're going to talk about female artists. Here at CJSF, we love to promote female talent. And you picked one, Hot Girl by Weightless.
Yeah. So I went to see the Forgotten Rebels at the Waldorf a couple of months back and with one of my guitar players in the McCrackens. And I think there was like three bands opening for Forgotten Rebels, and they were one of them. Weightless was. And they were just like, a holy terror when they came on stage. And the singer, her name escapes me, but she was just phenomenal. She was just like, you know, like a amped up Iggy Pop. And she just had like a killer voice. She kind of reminded me of like Brody Dahl from The Distillers. Mm. And both my guitar player and I were just like, oh, these guys are, you know, if they hook up with somebody who can help them out, they'll go places. Yeah. Wow. They're one of those bands that you watch and like, you know, they're good.
Love it, love it, love it. Okay, now let's get to some more Dirtbag Republic. Do you say like DR for short Or what do you say for short? Do you say anything?
Just dirtbag.
Just dirtbag.
Dirtbag, yeah.
There it comes, little dirtbag.
DBR.
Oh, DBR? Okay, yeah, DBR. That sounds cool. Okay, so, Mikey, you picked a song. Tell me about it.
Yeah, here I am off the new record. It's a little different. I think it's some of Sandy's best writing. We've played it a couple times live. It's just a really cool vibe to it, just because it's different. Great lyrics. It's got kind of a 70s Stones swagger to it, and I just dig it.
Mikey likes it.
Mikey likes it.
Hey, Mikey.
Like the cereal. Nice. Good job, Roger. Good job.
Good job, Roger. We got some more for you on the next album.
Awesome. All right. And that album is called Bad Decisions. And yeah, we're going to talk about some, I don't know. There's actually a student that just came into our studio. And yeah, what can you give advice to this kid that came in? Any decisions that you made that were bad decisions through life?
No comment.
Actually, what he's taking, engineering, is a good decision to go into.
Yeah.
Mm. We chose rock and roll.
Yeah. We'll do a B-side called Good Decisions.
Yeah.
Just sing about going to school and taking engineering and making lots of money. Not like rock and roll.
Yeah, I didn't decide to get a career until I was about 33, and I was like, maybe this is, you know, should be a, you know, a good idea that I do this.
Okay.
But I'd say for me, a bad decision was when I joined the McCrackens. I didn't know I was going to be putting on, you know, kabuki makeup for 30 years.
Wow.
So when we toured Europe.
You had the dog the whole time?
So for 6 weeks, every night, we did 34 shows, I think, putting that makeup on every night and taking it off. And it was a real pain.
Okay. And you were mentioning that you're a fan of Kiss. Did you ever go in your McCracken to a Kiss concert?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, at least you know how.
Clarify old Kiss.
Oh. All right.
80s Kiss.
Yeah, I like some of the early stuff. But.
All right. We're going to play some more Famcom here. And Mike, you picked Sucker Trap. Tell me about them.
It's local band. Cool band.
Pinto.
Another guitar player from town. Great guitar player. Good guy. Played in another band called Whiskey River Gun Club with a bunch of friends of ours.
And Crystal Pistol.
Crystal Pistol, like a lot of bands. Just cool stuff. Spin it.
Yes. Here's Sex Bot on CJSF. Sex bot, yeah, baby. All right. So my other co-host, John in the house, he's actually listening right now, and he wanted to ask if these guys were ever in a hair band.
Hells yeah.
Yeah, right, with pride.
With pride.
So I don't shy away from my roots.
All right. Okay, and how long was your hair?
It was almost down to my butt.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was full on, you said. Yeah. A hairspray and all that jazz.
Yeah, ice mist.
Ice mist.
Joico, yeah. Ice mist.
Oh, Joico.
Went hard.
Okay.
We went hard with the ice
that's
mist.
That's the secret?
Yeah. Out to here.
Yeah? Okay.
As far as it could go out.
And you did it all by yourself?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Amazing. Okay, and we're going to play a song from Pretty Boy Floyd. Oh, you got some stories about back in the day anyways with the hair, big hair?
No.
Okay.
Nothing that could be told on the radio.
Oh, and just so you know.
It was the 80s.
It was the 80s, yes. And then you actually met Nardwar, you said.
Yeah.
Did you have the big hair back then, too?
No, I was in the McCrackens. But Nardwar brought it up, though.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he did his research on that.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Okay, let's hear some Pretty Boy Floyd. Welcome to the show, folks. Welcome to the Wham Bam Eastman Show. And we're talking about skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans.
Yes. Who did you open for?
Oh, so that band we opened for Skid Row in their peak at the old 86th Street Music Hall. And we opened for another band that was on like MCA Records called Hurricane. and Sabotage, or like a metal band. Oh, yeah, metal band. And
speak into the microphone.
Teenage Head. Oh, yeah. We opened for Teenage Head, classic Canadian punk rock band.
Amazing.
At Club 88 in Langley.
In Langley.
Which is gone now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, and we're going to talk about a song that you two wrote together.
Yeah. Our first love song.
Yeah. Cocaine Heart. Aww.
Cocaine Heart, a lovely little cautionary tale, speaking of bad decisions. That was, we were text messaging one night. I was just sitting outside having a beverage by the fire, and I just started stream of conscious typing in stuff, and I sent it to him, and he's like, "This is awesome." I'm like, "Really?" It's like, "Yeah, let's do it." Boom. He came up with some music, and pretty much.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was pretty, like, that's one of the songs I was actually most proud of on the album, because it was kind of unorthodox. Mike just basically gave me the lyrics. He said, "Oh, I don't know if you're cool with singing other people's lyrics." I said, "No, as long as it's not cheesy, you know, I'm all good." And so I thought the lyrics were cool, and then played around with it a bit, and then came up with the whole song without changing any of his lyrics at all.
Wow!
So it was really the chorus. I remember it was hard to get the chorus to work, but I screwed around with it a few times, and then got everything to work. So I was pretty stoked to take something of his,
yes,
and then not changing anything,
yeah,
and then writing the musical around it.
Do you usually do lyrics first and then music, or is it vice versa?
Both, like, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I usually come up with, like, when I'm writing stuff, I usually come up with like a catch line, like usually a chorus, catchy line for a chorus, and I'll usually kind of write around that, and that'll be my starting point, and then I'll give it to Mick and Mike, and then, you know, I'll give it to them rough that I put down in my studio, and then they make it sound good. You know,
we sprinkle our magic
proper
fairy
proper
dust
guitars
on it. Yeah.
Sometimes they add stuff into the songs; it just completely changes the vibe for the better of the song.
So all right, we're gonna play Fairy Tale again. No, just kidding. Okay. All right, here's Cocaine Heart on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Don't come very easy with the snowstorm inside my head.
All right. Kids, don't do, don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs, kids. Yes. Okay. We're going to get to a quick break, and then we're all, it's almost time to go, folks. So, yes, there's a CJSF radio app, so check that out. And then also we're going to play The Blurred Crusade. So if you love punk, we have a show called The Blurred Crusade.
Listen to music and podcasts from CJSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CJSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
With Dirtbag Republic. Okay, and we're going to talk about the shirts that they're wearing. So describe your shirt for people kind of listening on the radio. They can't see what's going on, but...
Okay, so I'm wearing a D.D. King shirt, which was given to me by my buddy Andrew as a birthday present. And D.D. King was D.D. Ramone from the Ramones, his short-lived rap career. So it was kind of a joke shirt. And I had a guy come up to me at the Commodore, I think at Rancid or something like that. And he's like, "That is amazing."
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
And I just started laughing.
All right. What t-shirt do you got on?
I'm wearing the Darkness tee.
The Darkness. And you said they're from the UK?
Yeah, English band. They had a big hit they came out with, I believe, in A Thing Called Love.
Mm.
Went and saw them. Where was it? Vogue or something?
Vogue, yeah.
Last year, yeah. A year and a half ago. Great show, the energetic, fun band, and pouring rain. My car got towed.
Oh, no.
That night. That's what I remember.
I remember that, too.
I had to get a ride and find my car and pay a bunch of money.
I think I warned you that it might get towed.
Yeah, well. guitar player, not so smart.
There is a bad decision right there. Yeah. Pay your ticket.
There's your story right there.
Yes. Where can people follow you guys?
So if you go to dirtbagrepublic.com. That'll take you to our Linktree site, and that has every possible Dirtbag Republic social media. It's got album reviews, where to buy a record, streaming, the whole nine yards.
Yes, and talking about records, you have a vinyl coming out.
Yeah, so our Bad Decisions album came out in September of last year, but we hooked up with a small indie label called Sioux Vinyl, and I think they're in Minnesota. And so they're a really small boutique label, and so they take a while to put out their records. So we finally got word that the album's coming out probably, I would think, around April it's going to be out. So we'll have records to sell in Canada direct from the band, and then people in the States, et cetera, will be able to buy them there.
Awesome. Yeah. Right. Any shout-outs to anyone, guys, before we end?
The guys at home, Dave,
Ed.
Woody, if you're listening, stop eating so many steaks.
I love steaks. All right, and we're going to end with this last song, I Don't Care. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I think this was written during COVID, and it was like at the point of like, it's just, you know, so fed up with all the stuff going on all sorts of the spectrum and not being able to do anything. And, you know, that's kind of where it came from.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van!
Yeah, baby. Here's I Don't Care on CJSF. Rock. We'll catch you all next week. Bye!
Peace.